We're in the Prakim, in the intermediate chapters, Perakei. And he's been discussing about how the bottom line of all mitzvahs is you got to fit within the parameters of the mitzvah. And whether you have whether you're thinking amazing machshavais and you think you're in, you know, all the lomais and everything, but ultimately you got to realize you got to do the parameters and fall within the parameters of the mitzvah. So he says like this. He says, "Hine goloi mavur." It's clear. Shizos haderech, allowing a person to get caught up with the machshava, is eishi. It's fire. And of doing teyachal chas v'shalom, it can eat up the whole Yiddishkeit. But it rests as kami yisoydus haTorah akdosha, and it can destroy the entire Torah. And he says, Chazal said many times, and we've said, that the ikur of each mitzvah is the chelek hamai says, the action of it. And the tahara of the machshava is extra credit. He says, even in karbanos, that's the case. He says, in a karban, let's say you're not thinking anything, and you bring the karban. The halach is, a karban has to be brought lishma, for the purpose of the karban you're bringing. So let's say you're bringing a karban oila, or a karban chatas even. So you should be bringing it for the purpose of a chatas. Let's say you're not thinking anything in your mind. The halach is stama lishma. Even if you're not thinking anything, it counts as a chatas. He says, but let's say you're thinking that you want this to be a statement of your Avas Hashem, and you want this carbon to be a presentation of your great Dveikas with Hashem, it's possible, the carbon. So he says, the guy who's not thinking anything is better off than the guy who's thinking all these other stuff. Because the guy who's not thinking anything, Chazal says, Stama Lishma, it's considered Lishma. And then he goes on and says, and that's what the rest of the chapter talks about, is, again, it's a summary. This is really a summary of what the Sefer's about. He says, the MS is, even regarding tefillah, it's this way. See, even tefillah, which one could say, well, look, I get it, what you're saying when it comes to lulav and tefillin and these types of things, that I understand. You know why? Because that's all about the actions. That's all about what you're doing. And bottom line is, you're doing it. So you're doing it, you're doing it. But when it comes to tefillah, the bottom line of tefillah is not you're doing it. The bottom line of tefillah, right? The bottom line of tefillah is that you should have to have in mind what you're doing. And if you're not having it in mind, what's the value of tefillah? And therefore, when it comes to tefillah, I would think that the main thing is the highest level of machshava is what counts. And he said, that's not true either. The Chazal said clearly, he's got to speak out with his words. Every word of the tefillah. Like it says in the fifth parak of Brachos from the pasukim of Chana, the Chana would move her lips. Because the primary focus is you got to say the words. Okay, so you got to say the words. Ubaruhu. And then he says, even b'di'evin, you know, he says, if a person was thinking the entire tefillah, I want to get close to Hashem. I want to get close to Hashem. Hashem, bring me from my levels of closeness to you. I want to bring refuah to the world. And he thinks about all these high levels. And then he finishes and he sits down and he looks at his watch. And it's still within the time of tefillah. He says he's got to daven over again. He wasn't Yotze. He wasn't Yotze. He just thought it. If he just thought it in his mind, he didn't say the words. He's not Yotze. What about the other guy that said every single word and he didn't really know anything except for maybe the basic interpretation of the word? He fulfilled his mitzvah. So who's better off? The guy who said every word is better off. So again, what he's doing here, he's being mechazik the pasha the yid. Right, he's being mechazik, the simple person. He's telling us that even the simple Jew that may not know all that much about all these kavanas and how to get to higher and higher levels, bottom line is you do what you're prescribed to do. You follow the prescribed pattern and medication. You know, you do the recipe.
Julie.
You do the recipe. then you'll be fine, right? So that's the point. And he says, however, the guy who's just thinking about the high levels and never actually said the words does not fulfill the mitzvah at all. Okay. And then he goes on to explain a little bit again. He summarizes here the end of Shaar Beis, that even according to the Arizal, who describes the Kabbalistic purpose of tefillah, and basically the Kabbalistic purpose of tefillah is to connect each chelik of the neshama with the chelik of the neshama above it. Like we've said many times, there's nefesh, ruach, neshama, and it's a chain. And the neshama comes down from Shemayim and manifests itself in a more physical way. Outside the guf, it's still the neshama, then becomes the ruach when it comes in, and then becomes the nefesh inside the person. So, and the idea is through tefillah is to uplift the highest levels of the nefesh and connect that to the ruach, and to connect that ruach with the neshama until a person's connected, the lowest part of his neshama is connected to the highest part. He says, but let's say a person doesn't say the words. So if he never said the words, then his nefesh was never uplifted. So you don't even start the ball rolling, because the words are the action, and the action is connected to the nefesh, like we've said. That's the lowest part of the person. So that's represented in action, in maisa. But remember, in the structure that he's been describing, it's nefesh, ruach, neshama, right? That's the most physical part of the soul is the nefesh. The ruach is where the soul interacts in somewhat of a physical way. And neshama is purely spiritual. And that corresponds to three parts of the person. Is dibur, is maise, action, is nefesh. Dibur is ruach. And machshava, just thinking, is neshama. So when a person skips over the speaking, and he doesn't speak out the words of the tefillah, he's not using his nefesh. So he's not being mekadesh, the nefesh part of the person. So he says, if you're not mekadesh nefesh, what are you bringing up? You're not raising anything up. If you took the nefesh and you raised it, and you combined it with the ruach, and you used the words of tefillah to lift up the nefesh, you did something. So he says, on every level, even on the Kabbalistic level, you're accomplishing a lot more by just saying the words than by trying to have too many kavanis and not know what you're talking about and miss the time, you know, and then you're not even doing the mitzvah of tefillah properly. So on our level, what he's being mechazik to us is the tremendous power of just doing the mitzvah, just doing it correctly, just do what you got to do. Do the mitzvah the right way, and doing the mitzvah the right way will grant the person the tikkunim that he's supposed to have. And then he brings a whole bunch of Zohar that tells us the same thing. The Zohar says, "Ayin b'Zohar, d'itzrich tzalusa migom achshava v'rusa d'liba," that you need to incorporate all the parts of your body in tefillah. It needs machshava, but it also needs words. It needs the physical part. And that's really what he's emphasizing, that the physical part of the tefillah is very, very important, you know, the action. Okay, so again, the same concept. And he brings a bunch of Zohars to prove the point. Okay?
Isn't action without heart, without makhshava, not really great?
No, so that's what he's trying to teach us. He's saying, you know, obviously it's a higher level, but...
When you do something rote, like robotic... Hashem wants.
You're right. That's what Hashem wants. But the problem is it depends at what expense. If the other choice is, look, I'm a robot, so I may as well not do it. So then he's saying that's incorrect, because no such thing as may as well not do it. The doing it itself has value. Now, obviously, he's agreeing, he's going to say that in the next chapter, that of course the machshava is necessary. And of course that plays a major role in the quality of the mitzvah. No one's denying that. But what he's trying to address is that people that would focus on the Kabbalistic part of the mitzvah would end up missing out on the simple part of the mitzvah, on the basics of the mitzvah. And the basics of the mitzvah is really what carries the person. It's just that the machshava enhances the maisa. But to just do the machshava without the maisa, or to do the ma'aseh without the right guidelines and the parameters and the halachic description of the act is missing the point. So a person will still sit all night and think about how great matzah is and what level I can reach and what I can attain. And by the time I eat this matzah, I'm going to be catapulted into Mitzrayim. And I'm going to be like, you know, sitting there in the middle of Kriyas Yamsuf. And by the time he gets to that level, it's already the morning and he missed out the mitzvah.
So basically, what it's suggesting is if you have, let's say, 20 minutes for shachars, and it's better to be mechanical and rush through everything well mechanically than right. to select a number of sections that you may have more of a spiritual end. Is that did I read that correctly or not necessarily?
Yes. So it's. You know, that's a very specific type of case that you're talking about.
My daily case.
But no, but you know, in other words, really what he's addressing is more is somebody that will end up not do, for example, let's say someone will say, I think maybe a better example is I can't really concentrate right now. I'm traveling, I'm in an airport. Now, I can't concentrate now. And it's a tummy place, and it's not a kadosh place over here. And for me to connect to my kedusha level, I need to be in a better atmosphere. And then, whatever. So he's not going to daven. And then he gets on the plane. No, I can't daven now. Then he finally lands at 2 in the afternoon, and he goes to a base medrash and davens shachris. Oh, now I feel the kedusha. Now I feel the holiness. See, you feel the holiness, but you're not davening. Because it's 2 in the afternoon. You can't daven at 2 in the afternoon.
You have to do 2 minutes. It's not my practice today.
What did you say?
You have to today do 2 minutes.
Mincha.
Well, Lamaisa, actually, someone after the shir stayed on after the shir, and he said, I want to tell you a story. He said, I was staying by a rabbi of a certain, you know, that associated with a certain, you know, branch of Jews. And he said it was so interesting that he told me this because he said that he said now I know exactly what Chaim from Vilozhiner was talking about. So he's staying with this guy, and the guy tells him, look, he walks in to get a coffee, and the guy's davening Shabbos morning. So he says, you're not going to shul? He said, let me explain to you something. He says, after I learn my 1 hour of chassidus or whatever in the morning, I'm on such a high level, I got to daven right away. I can't do minyan. The minyan just distracts me. I can't daven in a minyan. I just daven in chidus because I'm on that level of spirituality. I got to connect at that point. So this guy tells me that I never really understood what he was saying. Like, you know, is that okay? Is that not okay? So now I understand where Chaim Vilozhiner is coming to explain. You know, like you can't do that. You can't make a calculation and say, well, I'm on a higher level and therefore I'll do it without the help. The highest level is follow the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you go to shul, you go to shul. Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to daven mini, daven mini. Shulchan Aruch says that, you know, you daven at this time, you daven at this time. Now, and like I told you, this was coming to combat the initial influence of the early chassidim, and there's still carryover today, you know, that you know, why do chassidim daven late? You know, some chassidim, why do they daven late? Because they felt the early chassidim were on a higher level and they had to prepare for davening. And by the time they were ready for their preparations, they ended up davening late. So, you know, now what ended up happening is they're davening late just without preparation. Right? Because now it became the minute to daven late. So that's exactly his point, Reb Chaim. Says you end up, there's no ein lo davar soif. There's no, now everything became subjective now. It's better or worse, There's no, you can't do that. You got to follow the guidelines. And then his next level, chiddush, is that not only you got to follow the guidelines because you have to follow the guidelines, you actually hit a higher spiritual level by following the guidelines than by doing spiritual stuff. Because by following the guidelines, there's magic in those words. And you follow the words and you do them in the right zaman, that propels you to a higher level than you can reach yourself. So therefore, not only is it the halacha, not only is it the rigid halacha, you know, okay, you litvak, you just do the rigid halacha. You actually do attain a higher level of spirituality as well by fitting within the guidelines. That's really what he's saying here. You know, is it so nogea today, nowadays? I mean, yeah, maybe it's not so pertinent, but it's nogea in other places. It's nogea, you know, when in nogea to Shaul HaMelech in the Haftorah that we learned this week, right? He decided, well, why should I kill a Amalek? I'd rather use the animals for a korban. I'll reach a higher level. And Hashem says, I don't want you to make your decisions on how you're going to reach a level. I told you to kill a Amalek, kill a Amalek. And don't, trust me, you'll reach a higher level by listening to what I'm saying than to bring korbanos with the animals of Amalek.
Some people like to pray yachid because they feel the concentrate better than pray with a minyan.
Right.
They feel is better.
Right, but it's not, you have to look in the Shulchan Aruch and see if that's correct. You know? Now, if the Shulchan Aruch says to do that biyachid, like we were in a situation like that this year, that's a different story. I'm not talking about that, you know. But, you know, so I would tell the person, no, come to Shul early, do your thing, and get up to Shemoneh Esrei when everyone else gets up to Shemoneh Esrei, so you're davening with the minyan. There's different ways around that. But you got to know what the Shulchan Aruch, you have to know what the guidelines are. Because why do you think you're going to daven, and what's the value of davening better? Why do you think you're going to daven better? And therefore what? So you're going to daven better. Who cares? So you're going to daven better. So you're going to say, no, that tefillah that I'm going to daven better is going to go to Shemayim higher level. But it's not. Chazal said tefillah b'tzibur goes higher than a yachid. So why are you outsmarting it? Who do you think you are to outsmart? They're telling you what goes on a higher level. So, but I feel better about myself. So then it becomes about you, not about Hashem. Now, I feel better doing it this way because I'm more into it. But it's not about if you're into it. It's about what you're supposed to do. And if Chazal say a tefillah with a little less kavana in a minyan will hit a higher spot than a tefillah by yourself with even more kavana, so then just let's follow what it says. You see what I'm saying? It becomes a much bigger statement than the thing itself. It becomes a statement like, no, but I don't feel good about it. But who said that that's what we're here for? We're not here to feel good about ourselves. We're here to do the right thing. So that doesn't mean that if a person gets caught up in a minyan and says, I can't daven in this minyan, yeah, find the minyan you can daven in. I agree. Find the minyan you can daven in. Or come early, you know, and find the main part. The main part of minyan is daven, hitting Shemoneh Esrei at the same time as everyone else. So maybe daven yourself until Shemoneh Esrei and then go to Shul for Shemoneh Esrei. There's different ways to juggle it. But I'm just saying is that there's one thing is you got to follow the thing itself. And another thing is that even on the spiritual level, you attain a higher spiritual level by the guidelines as well. So that's really what's going on over here. So, and this is a very non-Hasidic approach. This is the Vilna Gaon, like this is the whole base medrash of the Grah. But the truth is that what he's chiddush is that he's proving it from the sources of the Kabbalah as well. And that's really what he's doing. All right. We got
it?
Okay. Thank you, everybody. We'll keep on going.
Thanks so much.
Hey, good night.